Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Friday, baby. That's right. End of the week stretches out before us, the wild card weekend of the NFL, which the Packers do not participate in. I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm a fan of a first seed team. So all of you little plebeians can squabble amongst yourselves and decide which of you is going to come to Lambeau Field and get your ass handed to you. In the meantime, Packers fans will sit back this weekend and enjoy the festivities. I know I plan to, starting Saturday afternoon. As soon as that first game kicks off, I will be in my chair in front of a television watching football for, I guess, through Monday night, now that they've extended Wild Card Weekend into Monday night. That's right. There is a playoff game on Monday Night Football. First time ever. That's going to be fun. I want to start out today giving a shout-out, speaking of Wild Card Weekend, to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL playoffs are here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. That's right. Bet just $5 on any NFL playoff game, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give new customers an additional $280 in free bets if the team they choose wins their game. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, be sure to check out the Fantasy app. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit on the Fantasy app. But right now, what I'm telling you to do, go find out right now. Is the DraftKings Sportsbook app available in your area? If so, use code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead. Make sure you use the code and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team in the wildcard round. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code Cheesehead at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Do it. Bet it. I'm going to bet on a ton of games this weekend. I hope you'll join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to win a lot of money, and then we're going to find out who the Packers play next weekend. It's going to be a ton of fun. Hope you'll join me. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Remember when two teams got a bye instead of one? I do. It feels like ages ago. Remember when that was instituted where only one team got it, and the Packers just went like, okay, we'll do that because they're so good. Kyle, what's up, man? Whitney Merciless is back. I'm so stoked. You and me both. I love it, baby. This feels like WWE when a shocking wrestler enters the Rumble. it was. I will admit, I was absolutely shocked yesterday when I saw Rob Demovsky's tweet with a picture of Merciless on the practice field. Was not expecting him back. I think Luke, one of our Patreon members, had asked about him during last week's happy hour, and I was like, oh, yeah, he has a torn biceps. He's done. Like, no way he's coming back. And then, boom, next week he's back on the practice field. Gotta love it. Now, as I said yesterday, you got to remember, it is just the opening of a 21-day window. Once he's on the practice field, as he was yesterday, they have 21 days to activate him. Now, yes, is there a possibility that they lose next week? Sure. And then he never plays. That's entirely possible because I doubt he's back for that game. But he could be. He could be back for the NFC Championship game. Could be back for the Super Bowl. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Pretty great. Pretty great. Good day from London, Dale. Good day from New York. I hope you're well. Hi, Melissa. How are you? Good to see you. Chris, good morning, buddy. Thanks for the super chat. Nags, good morning. I have two questions. Two for the price of one. How do I shake this pessimism with Packers playoff football and Super Bowl hopes? Two, do I stay home and watch wildcard games or do I go on a first date with this lady? Oh, Chris, look at you, buddy. Okay, I'll answer the second one first because that's the easiest. Do not ask me for dating advice, man. I haven't been on a date since this summer, so it's been a long barren stretch here for old Nagler. So I whatever I would say, you'd probably want to do the opposite. I would stay in and watch football, so you should probably go on the date. That's all I'm saying. As for your first question, how do you shake the pessimism? I mean, I know some of us are just pessimistic by nature, so there might not be anything you can do. I know I started to shake the pessimism a long time ago by having children, but since you're like going on a first date, I suspect you probably don't have kids, although maybe you do, although I suspect you're younger. Yeah, kids really did for me. So You know, I'll never, ever forget. I've told the story a million times, but the NFC Championship game in Lambeau, freezing against the Giants, Tynes kicks the field goal in overtime to send the Giants to the Super Bowl. I had 1 week old olive on my chest. I was laying on the sofa watching the game. And I was, I mean, it hurt and I was depressed for a bit, but I would have absolutely lost my mind prior to having children on that afternoon or that evening. But, you know, 1 week old olive just lying there. Little bougie-boo. Made all that feel like really pretty insignificant. And that's what I really started the whole, you know, I only worry about my kids. The Packers, it's escapist entertainment, man. I mean, we all live and breathe Packers football. Obviously, that's why we're here, right? It's why we do this every day. But it is just entertainment. It's like a movie. It's just, you know, as opposed to every time you pop in The Empire Strikes Back and you know how it's going to end, this season, every season in the NFL is a great reality show. And we don't know how it's going to end. And there's a possibility we have the best ending of all. The Packers at the Super Bowl, raising the trophy. Just think about that. Think about it in that perspective. There are like 20-plus other teams that have like no chance raising that trophy. The Packers have a chance to win the Super Bowl. That doesn't just happen. You know, it's not bequeathed to you. You're in the mix. It's awesome. Enjoy it. Soak it up, man. Levi, thanks for the super chat. Am I the only one worried about chemistry and rust with all these guys returning? No, I hear about it a lot. I think you guys are silly, but I totally understand why people are worried about it. The team is going to be better than it has been all year. Listen to me now and hear me later. They're not just getting back bodies. They're getting back really good football players. This is a good thing. I understand the chemistry stuff, but it's not like they have been this well-oiled machine. Not like they've set efficiency records. They'll probably be more efficient and better on offense. They'll probably be more explosive and dominating on defense. Why? Because they'll have better players. Y'all find anything to worry about, I swear to God. Swear to God. Chris, thanks again. Nope, no kids, 23 and living on Long Island. That isn't too feasible yet, but thank you for the advice. I am blessed to be a Packers fan. Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are. Alex, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Am I wrong? Our MVP is only awarded week before the Super Bowl. Yes. We'll find out. Well, it gets broadcast on the NFL Honors the night before the Super Bowl, but I think we learn about it prior to that. We'll learn about it like leading up to that. More underrated Packer, Anthony Morgan or Antonio Chapman? Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm probably going to go Antonio Chapman, but both are worthy of the moniker of underrated. Guys, getting all pros on our roster back from injury is a good thing. I promise you all, truly. Is Kelly a better choice at right tackle than Turner? That's a real tough one, Steven. I think it's hard to make a case to take Kelly out of there because he has played at such a high level and such a consistent basis. But I know they really like Billy there at right tackle. I know Aaron loves Billy at right tackle. I wouldn't be surprised either way. I wouldn't be surprised if they keep Billy out there. I won't be surprised. Kelly out there, and I won't be surprised if they put Turner back out there. To my money, I think Kelly's played a little bit better. But I do know that, especially early in the season, Turner was going against some better pass rushers. I mean, he went up against a whole litany of them. So, yeah, I think overall it's probably a push. But if I had my druthers, I'd probably keep Dennis Kelly out there. But I ain't the coach. All that matters is what Stenovich thinks. Which team am I most scared to play? I ain't scared to play anybody. You know. We said on Packer Transplants on Wednesday night, respect all, fear none. I know Corey really wants a rematch with the Buccaneers eventually. As far as the wild card round, look, what's amazing about the NFL is it's any given Sunday, right? Any one of those teams, the four potential playoff matchups, any one of them could come into Lambeau and shock the world, and shock us all, and win that game, of course. Absolutely. But I like the Packers. I think they match up really well with everybody. I think, especially getting a lot of this talent back, It's so funny. Everyone always talks about, are you worried about this team or that team? No, those teams should be worried about the Packers. Steve, thanks for the super chat. With all this talk about playoff seeding and home field advantage, we've really stopped talking about how the Bears still suck. It's true, but, you know, there's a whole offseason stretching out in front of us. You know, and they're busy trying to work out who the hell is going to be their GM and coach. So just let them take care of their house for a little bit, and we'll get back to talking about how much they suck in the offseason. No doubt about it. Why not Kelly at right tackle and Turner at right guard, or do they think Patrick being there is better than that tandem? Well, you'd have to ask them, David. Obviously, we won't know. And Matt said they have a plan, a secret plan that we won't know about until next week when they take the field. I just don't think Turner's a great guard. We had that year where he was a starter there. He's too tall. He's too stiff. I think he's a really good tackle. I just don't think he's a good guard. And I think Lucas Patrick at guard is much preferable, simply because he's a brawler and he's a guy who, you know, he's not afraid to do the dirty stuff, echo of the whistle kind of stuff, get to the second level, take on those linebackers. Yeah, I prefer Patrick there at guard over Turner, and I think they do too. Sean, thanks for the super chat. I hated the Joe B hiring, blamed him for the losses at Detroit. Do we have a better system, or is it just players? Both. What a turnaround. Go Pack, go. You talk about Joe Barry. I mean, I think he's done a solid job. There's no doubt about it. But as I, you know, said on Transplants, they finished 9th overall in defense and 13th in scoring defense. You know where they finished last year under Pettine? 9th overall and 13th in scoring. Now, obviously, yes, there's context to that and ebbs and flows. And obviously, they had a really nice stretch there where they played really well against some really good quarterbacks. Kind of fell back down to earth there the later in the season. Hoping that this little break helps them reset, get some pieces back in Jair and Z, etc. They can hit the ground running in the playoffs. But, you know, I'm not ready to declare that Joe Barry is like the savior or anything. I think he's done a nice job. They do have some better players. I think Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas have had a lot to say about it. Campbell especially, solidifying the middle of the defense. But some of it is the system. Some of it is the coaching. I do think the one thing he has done a really good job of is getting guys to play within the scheme, within themselves, and really focus on their fundamentals up until that Detroit game, which was kind of a mess. But for the most part, you can point to a game here or there, like the Cleveland game really comes to mind. For the most part, though, they've been a really solid tackling team in a way they have not been for a very long time, whether under Pettine or under Capers. So that, to me, is the biggest thing, where you got to give Joe props, because it, you know, he kept most of the same assistants. So it's not like you can point to, oh, he brought in this whole new crew. It's like Joe is the one who sets the tone there, and it's noticeable. So hopefully that, you know, like I said, a little break, get a little infusion of talent. Maybe we start working back to where we were or where they were middle of the season. Alex, thanks for the super chat. From yesterday, maybe Sitton or Lang instead of Finley. I like their offensive line, though. I mean, if we're talking about, like, adding guys, I mean, if we're going back to 2010 and mystically, magically, wish fulfillment adding guys, can we just add Elton Jenkins? Why do we got to go back to 2010? Like, I'll take Elton Jenkins back. Thanks very much. But I hear you. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Supposed to be absolutely pouring and windy in Tampa during game time this weekend. Eagles have the best run game in the league. That offensive line, they're going to need every advantage they can get. I mean, yes, it'll be, you know, inclement weather, but it ain't like Vita Vey and Ndamukong Suh are just ready to be rolled over. I mean, I know the Eagles got something, you know, they can possibly do there, but that Tampa front is no joke. People just do not run on them, which would tell you they probably end up having to put the ball in Hurts' hands, and in the weather against that front, against that defense, man, I don't know. I mean, I'm all for it, dude. Like, trust me. If they go down there and run all over the Bucks, I will fucking love it. But I'm not holding my breath on that one. Landon, thanks for the super chat. More underrated Packer, Aaron Kampman or Kabir Baja Biamila? I think Kabir is properly rated. I think people really, like, you know, lauded him. They, like, trumpeted his accomplishments when he was leading the Packers in sacks. I think Kampman's probably a little more understated, underrated. But both of them, I think, were properly feted, so to speak, when they were playing. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Offense is about scheme. Defense is about the Jimmies and the Joes. Kind of, yeah. I mean, the reaction, you know, there's only so many calls you can have on defense, right? Like, there's only so many times or ways you can play cover two or two man or cover three or quarters or whatever. You got to execute. And that does come down to the players. So I agree. Although I would say on the offense, scheme can dictate things, but you still want to think players, not plays. Andy, thanks for the super chat. What do you think Jamie's return looks like? Just thrown back out there for all snaps or slow rotation to get him back in game shape? Just get me the next weekend already. Jamie, like Jamie Lannister? Who's Jamie? Do you mean Jair? Yeah, I think it's probably about his conditioning. Sure looked like he was on track before he hit COVID, that he was going to at least get some snaps in Detroit, but that kind of fell apart. I think it will most likely be packages and like putting him out there in certain situations. But it could also, I mean, if his conditioning is good and he's ready to go, maybe they do just start him on a perimeter, like, and just say lock down that side. But I suspect it will be a bit of a rotation at first. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. I am sad the Bears fired one of the top five Packer coaches of all time. You guys are ruthless. I love it. I love it. Casey, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciated. Jamie is a stud. Stokes, time in the spotlight is coming. Brandy, from your comment to the football gods' ears, Stokes has had such a solid season for a rookie. He's taken his lumps at times. There's no question about it. But, man, you put Stokes and Jair on the field together? Whoo, baby. And then you got Rasul Douglas? Come on now. Come on. Any memories of Bill Schroeder? He was a poor man's Jordy. I was a huge fan growing up. Yeah, I mean, Billy was... we always called him Billy. Yeah, I mean, Billy was... he was a receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He's probably most remembered for his cantankerous attitude. But I mean, I had a lot of fun watching him play, and that was before I was privy to anything, you know, in the locker room or whatever. So, but yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm pining for the days of Billy Schroeder. Can Rasul cover tight ends? I would tend to doubt they'd go that route. I mean, not to say it's impossible or that he can't. I don't think they'd go that route. We've seen Kevin King kick inside and cover the tight end on a few occasions, and I like that idea. I think that his length, height, etc., I don't, if it's a pass-catching tight end, I don't mind that. But Rasul, I think, is strictly perimeter. I haven't seen him kick inside much on a rare occasion. Matching him up with a tight end is an interesting proposition. I don't hate the idea, but I do think he'd be giving a lot of size away. Can anyone cover a tight end? Good question, Brandy. I will just point this out also. Remember that game against Andrews, the Ravens in Baltimore, and Savage got victimized a couple times, and then they put King on him, and King gave up a completion. And Packers fans were losing their fucking minds, of course, because that's what they do. But then, like, you go and you watch Andrews for the remainder of the year, no one could lock that guy down. Nobody. Like, didn't matter if it was a top-flight corner, nobody can lock him down. So we can just give Savage a little bit of a break from that game, please. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Jarrett Bush out here making plays. Hey, never forget, Jarrett Bush was the whipping boy Packers fans for years, and then he had an interception of Big Ben in a Super Bowl that the Packers won. Redemption stories, baby. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. All right, I got to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Let's win some money this weekend. Let's go, people. Code Cheesehead. Remember, that's the key. Code Cheesehead. Do it. Love it. Learn it. I will be back Monday morning. Hope you enjoy the weekend, all the football games. It's going to be a blast. Thanks so much for watching, subscribing, hitting like. Tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go. We'll be right back.